Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 19, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Soluble urokinase plasminogen activator receptor and outcomes in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, a TOPCAT ancillary study. This analysis of the TOPCAT trial's North American cohort found that elevated levels of soluble urokinase plasminogen activator receptor, a marker of inflammation, were associated with increased risk of adverse outcomes in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Specifically, higher soluble urokinase plasminogen activator receptor levels correlated with a greater risk of cardiovascular death and heart failure hospitalization, suggesting that inflammation, as reflected by soluble urokinase plasminogen activator receptor, plays a significant role in the progression of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This highlights soluble urokinase plasminogen activator receptor as a potential therapeutic target and prognostic biomarker in this patient population. Article number 2. Early diagnostic value of novel biomarkers for breast cancer therapy-related cardiac dysfunction. This meta-analysis of 12 studies investigated the diagnostic utility of several biomarkers for cancer therapy-related cardiac dysfunction in breast cancer patients. The study suggests myeloperoxidase may be a useful biomarker for early detection of cancer therapy-related cardiac dysfunction, while findings regarding growth differentiation factor 15, C-reactive protein, placental growth factor, and GALECTIN3 were inconclusive. Further research is warranted to validate these findings and explore the potential of myeloperoxidase-guided interventions. Article number 3. Cardiometabolic outcomes with dapagliflozin after myocardial infarction by baseline ejection fraction, DAPA-MY. Analyzing data from the DAPA-MI trial, this study explored the impact of dapagliflozin on cardiometabolic outcomes after acute myocardial infarction, stratified by baseline left ventricular ejection fraction. Dapagliflozin improved outcomes, regardless of ejection fraction, reducing the risk of death, hospitalization for heart failure, myocardial infarction, or atrial fibrillation in patients who had experienced myocardial infarction. This supports the use of dapagliflozin for a broad range of patients post-myocardial infarction, irrespective of their baseline ejection fraction. Article number 4. PHD2 deletion in CD8 plus T cells worsens TAC-induced cardiac inflammation, heart failure, and pulmonary remodeling. This study, using a mouse model with prolyl hydroxylase domain protein 2 deletion in CD8 positive T cells, demonstrated that loss of prolyl hydroxylase domain protein 2 exacerbated cardiac inflammation, heart failure, and pulmonary remodeling induced by transverse aortic constriction. The findings suggest that prolyl hydroxylase domain protein 2 in CD8 positive T cells plays a protective role against cardiac damage by modulating inflammatory responses. This highlights the potential of targeting prolyl hydroxylase domain protein 2 pathways in CD8 positive T cells as a therapeutic strategy for mitigating cardiac inflammation and heart failure. Article number 5. Blood pressure and mortality in Mexico City, a Mendelian randomization study. Using Mendelian randomization analysis of over 125,000 participants in the Mexico City prospective study, this research investigated the lifelong effect of blood pressure on mortality. The study revealed that higher systolic blood pressure was causally associated with increased all-cause and cardiovascular mortality, supporting the importance of early and sustained blood pressure control for long-term health. These findings underscore the need for public health strategies aimed at preventing and managing hypertension to reduce mortality rates. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.